Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Mark today. If you haven't heard, the House on Thursday actually passed the voting rights legislation, and it is headed over to the Senate, and it is going to be a battle. There's been a lot of talk about whether or not Schumer is actually going to bring this up for a vote. He says he is, and he doesn't care about the fact that he doesn't seem to really have the votes right now. But what if this happened? When you have any type of legislation that starts talking about your voting rights, what that means is they're screwing with your election. And how's that going to work out? Well, I live in St. Charles County, so I'm on the St. Charles County Council, and when I have a question about elections, the guy that I go to is Kurt Barr, who is Director of Elections in St. Charles County. Kurt, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Mike.
It's always good to for you to take some time, and I appreciate that, sitting down and talking to us a little bit about elections are getting ready to happen. We're in that off-year presidential election. I'm sure that means things are getting busy over at your office right about now.
Well, yeah, we start absentee voting for the municipal election in 1 month from now.
Wow. And it would be nice at some point this year if we actually get maps done and we know where people are supposed to live to run for certain districts. I don't know. House districts, Senate districts, congressional districts, maybe.
That would be nice. You know, it does take a little bit of time to update the system so that when I give a voter the ballot, they're actually voting for their congressman. You know, it would be nice to be able to have a little time to do that.
So your townships are done, right? So they did the township map. That one's done. So for municipal, we're good to go, right?
Yeah, municipal stuff is all good to go. The city's got their stuff together. It's really the legislature that we are waiting on to actually do something.
So there's been a lot of talk about the congressional maps. And are we going to be a 6-2 or a 7-1 in terms of Republican to Democrat mixture? Are you handicapping that race right now? Do you think the 6-2 map is going to fly? Or do you think that the conservative caucus is going to get this 7-1 map pushed through?
Well, it's an interesting question. Obviously, since the 6-2 map is one that's been filed, it has the most oomph. The question in part becomes, you know, do they have the votes to get a 7-1 map done? And then if they do and they can't make it where it's effective as of the time of the primary, what does that mean? Are they going to have to push back our primary election till September so that the map is effect? Or are they going to have people run for one district number, win that primary, and then potentially have to actually run for the November in a different district? Do people, you know, select one person in a primary and then select a different person, or different people select the same person in the general? So it would be difficult to do a map that isn't enforceable by the time we have the vote. Although with this new law that the Congress just passed, one of the aspects of this new Federal Voting Rights Act is to change how redistricting is done altogether. So instead of worrying about a 7-1 or a 6-2, Missouri would have to be a 5-3 for it to be legal.
Wow. And from what I'm understanding, if the 7-1 option is the option that the legislature goes with, it can get challenged in the courts, and the courts could actually draw it a 5-3. Is that true?
That is possible. That is possible. You know, once the courts get their hand in it, there's obviously certain requirements under the 65 Federal Voting Rights Act and some other issues. But one of the things that they try to do is to keep communities of interest together. And so if the courts start saying, well, you know, this community of interest here includes, you know, St. Louis City and part of St. Charles County, and this community of interest includes this part of Kansas City, and, you know, Boone County is its own community of interest, all of a sudden you could get three blue districts, and that could still, you know, that could be legal. However, I was just reading up on this this new federal law that it is prohibited to really consider the partisanship of districts. So, you know, you're not really supposed to make a Republican or Democrat district. What you're supposed to do is look at, well, how has the state voted in the last couple of years? How Republican is it? How Democrat is it? And therefore, since Missouri is kind of a 60-40 state under this new law that the Congress just passed yesterday, if the Senate were to pass it, then we would have to make a map that in our state would basically be 5-3. Otherwise, it would be too hyper-partisan in favor of the Republicans.
Wow. So for everybody who's kind of sitting on the sidelines right now and they're going, I don't understand all this. I don't get where all this stuff is going. What's the biggest fear that they should have of this current voting rights bill that the House passed and the Senate is going to take up? Is there anything as you read through that that you go, wow, that's pretty concerning?
Well, the biggest thing is just how they are deciding to interpret the Constitution to give them broad powers to federalize our elections. And so the fact that, you know, in the past, while we've had the Voting Rights Act and, you know, we've had other constitutional amendments necessary to make sure that, you know, people aren't disenfranchised, for the most part, the federal government has kept their hands off of elections, and it's been run at the state level or at the local level. Well, this new bill, not only does it say that the federal government's going to run elections, it goes so far as to say that when we send out election notification cards, how do we do that? Where do we have polling locations? It actually like strongly discourages using houses of faith because it assumes houses of faith don't have ADA compliant doors and sidewalks. It tries to tell us like where our polling locations are. It mandates that all colleges have to be polling locations. Not sure how I can make a college be a polling location, but that's one of the requirements. And so it micromanages the election process. And then it also significantly changes some major policy ideas of elections. And so in elections, there's two overarching philosophies. That's accessibility to the ballot and then security of the ballot. And this bill focuses on security by doing things like cracking down on dark money, which disproportionately favors Republicans. And it increases accessibility by saying that we'll have at least 15 consecutive days of early voting, including weekends, for at least 10 hours a day. And anybody who asks for an absentee ballot has to be sent one. And if you ask for an absentee ballot once, until you tell me you don't want another one, I have to mail you an absentee ballot every single election. So if you're a college kid and say, hey, I'm at Mizzou, you know, send me an absentee ballot. And then you change apartments like they do every year or, you know, go to UMSL, then I still have to send your ballot to the old address in Mizzou. And I don't know who's going to be filling it out. It also prohibits a absentee ballot from having a notary on it. So the only thing I can require is that there be a signature on the absentee ballot. And then I can't, you know, when I look at that signature, I can't say that signature doesn't match unless I have both a Republican and a Democrat both looking at it. And if one of the two says, nope, that signature looks good, then we have to count it. The presumption is that ballots will be counted unless there's a reason not to.
We're talking with Kurt Barr, who is the St. Charles County Election Authority Director, about the voting rights bill that passed the House and is going on to the Senate. When you talk about federal elections and mandating mm-hmm. this through a federal authority as opposed to a state's mm-hmm. authority, I thought that states had the rights to run elections according to the Constitution.
Well, that's how we've always interpreted things until this new law that the Congress is trying to pass. And what they are trying to say is that under Article 1, Section 4, and then Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, and then Section 5 of Article 14, those three sections, as well as a couple Supreme Court rulings, they've decided that that is enough to allow them to dictate how we run elections in our state. And they say it for federal elections. So they're not telling us how to run a municipal election. But when you significantly change the process for voter registration, for early voting, for signature verification, and all those other processes, it would be, you know, highly impractical to switch to our current state system for a April municipal election and then switch to a different system for the November election. So in essence, even though they're saying they're only changing the federal election, they will be changing, you know, the process for all elections.
Sounds like this could get a lot hairier before it gets better.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.